In our gospel passage today, Jesus refused to be pulled in the middle of a financial family dispute. Instead, he used their situation as an opportunity to teach how to be generous with our blessings. The man in our story was a farmer. Based on the story, he did not gain his wealth illegally, nor did he take advantage of others. But he happened to be surprised by his good fortune. Nevertheless, he did not even question himself regarding the source of his fortune, but he quickly started to make reasonable plans to store all of his goods. You see, there is nothing wrong with someone saving for the future. Isn't it what we do when we receive payment for work? Save for the future. In his commentary, David Luce informs us what Jesus was explaining to his disciples then and us now. He suggested what's wrong with this farmer is his attitude towards his unexpected success. And throughout the conversation, he continuously used this first pronoun, I and my. For instance, in one sentence, he says, I will do this. I will put my barns down and build larger ones. I will store all my grain and my goods, and I will say to my soul, never did he mention God or others. David went on to say that the farmer's use of the first pronoun, I and mine, throughout this passage reveals he was preoccupied with himself. In other words, it was all about his efforts and accomplishments, thus showing his failure to think of God and his neighbor. Additionally, he failed to understand that his fortunes were a blessing from God. Maybe having no place to store the goods was an indicator that God wanted him to be generous with them. How often do we behave like this farmer? For sure, we work for the money we earned. But if we ever thought of who gave us the job in the first place? Sometimes, when we pile up so many earthly goods around us, our focus on God and our neighbor is deterred. Our riches may prevent us from opening our hearts to see the needs, suffering, as well as the opportunities around us. They may block our abilities to open up space in our hearts for God Himself. This story serves as a reminder that we should always, first and foremost, thank God from whom all blessings flow, and also know that all we have is a gift from God. Notice, this farmer did not have any desire to help others in his abundance. He showed no expression of gratitude for his good fortune, no recognition of God at all. Instead of praising God, the giver of all good things, he praised himself. In our story, God called this man a fool, not because he made provision for the future, but rather because he believed that his wealth could secure him a better future. No matter how well we are doing financially, no matter how many achievements we have in life, we cannot guarantee our security. Our security can only be found in God. We are very vulnerable, and we are fragile beings. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 103, our days are like grass, will flourish like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. In our lives, we face a lot of uncertainties and insecurities, especially when we don't know what the result would be for a test we just took, the diagnosis of an illness, uncertainties about our children's future, insecurities towards a job, our finances, our family relationships. And as a result of the insecurities and uncertainties of life, we are often tempted to strive for measures of security and certainty in life through our efforts and accomplishments. God called this man Paul not because he was wealthy or ambitious, but rather because he gave the greater value to things that are limited, as opposed to God, the infinite, the generous Savior. God was not part of the equation. When this man dies that night, his good will do nothing for him. They will simply be passed on to someone else. Friends, we don't own anything in this world. If you and I think that we own a single thing in this world, we might start to consider ourselves a fool, just as God called this man in our gospel passage today. We are only stewards of what God has given us. I would like to share a cultural custom that we have in Haiti. I call it a myth. This custom has to deal with the burial of someone who dies. In Haiti, most people are buried in a casket. So when they dress someone before burial, they make sure that the clothes that person is wearing as a hold in every pocket. And you might wonder, why do they have a hold? Why do they have to deal a hold in a shirt or pants or a dress, for instance, for someone who has already died? The reason is because they believe the dead have a tendency to come back to visit their homes after they die. And when they come back, they think to take things back with them, especially money. The whole place in their pockets is to make sure that in the event someone comes back, they won't be able to carry anything back with them, because whatever they carry will be lost along the way since they have a hole in their pocket. This is to show that even though we try to take something with us, that we cannot when we are gone. The man in our story tonight tried to envelop himself with honor, pride, and satisfaction. His work as a farmer surely earned him adequate finances, but at the end, he came out empty. He had all he thought he needed, and even more than expected, which somehow made him feel like he was complete and secure. This man thought he was set, but the end of his life will come at the very same night while he's praising himself. This should make the disciples stand, and us now understand that none of the material things matter. None of his wealth and fortune are life-giving or life-preserving. Only Jesus Christ can save. Only Jesus matters. My sisters and brothers in Christ, I pray that the Spirit of God work through us and within us so that God can occupy the first place in our hearts. And may we learn from this story that we cannot lean on riches, nor man, nor power, nor authority, because all these things only exist for a short period of time. And that is why, more than ever, we are called to lean on God, because when we lean on Him, there will not be a time where we won't be secured and well grounded. Amen.